Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to church. And it's so good to be in the presence of God. And that's where you have to stay all the year round. You have to be consistent in your walk with God. Amen. Absolutely consistent. So, all the laws that we need to function, okay, on earth, were put in place when the world was formed. All, everything. Okay? So, whether the laws that the trees need to happen to function so that they will reproduce, every command was issued in the first six days of creation. The ones that science discovered, say the law of gravity, everything had been in place. Hallelujah. Ever since. What is happening now is that we are discovering. Okay? So some people will discover the law of gravity. Some people will discover the law of lift. Hallelujah. And I hope you know that the law of lift is a total negation of the law of gravity. So what the law of gravity says is that everything that goes up must come down. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the law of lift is to defy gravity so that you and I can fly from Nigeria to America if you want to japa. Hallelujah. Amen. So the law of lift will keep the aeroplane in the sky, okay, until it decides that it wants to come down. Amen. So the law of gravity wouldn't work on it because there is an equal and a greater force that will counter the law of gravity when the law of lift is in operation. Okay, so if the law of gravity is pulling down, for the law of lift to take effect, it must be equal to the law of gravity and then greater. Okay, so if it's equal to the law of gravity, there will not be any movement either up nor down. Okay, so it's just like when you have you know that popular game at every inter sport, tug of war. Abi, when two teams are on opposite sides of the rope, okay, and you're supposed to pull. Now, so if these people's potential energy technical man that taught us that one. So if this guy's potential energy and this guy's potential energy is the same, then you see that the rope is just there, nobody's moving. So the potential energy is energy stored. Now when they are pulling with that energy that is stored, okay, everybody is pulling, nothing is happening. Now this one of the teams, okay, must understand that to that potential energy, you must add kinetic energy. That's when it's going to be able to overcome the potential energy of the second one. Amen. Hallelujah. So you cannot have energy or power and be idle. I say, I have power on this side of me. The power on this side of you cannot stay idle until you set it in motion. Hallelujah. And that's what happens when we move, when we say somebody should go and drive a car. That car has the capacity, the ability to move anywhere at any speed that it has been designed to move, okay? But it won't do so until somebody goes there and matches on that accelerator and it moves, okay? Hallelujah. And the first law of physics says that everybody or a body will continue in a state of rest or uniform motion except an external force is applied to it. Amen. That external force is very, very critical. Otherwise, everything will stay as it is. So if a car is going at 100 kilometers per hour, you have to apply more force so that you move faster. Or you apply force so that it will decrease. Okay? Now, if anything is stagnant in life, nothing is happening, you need to apply force so that it can happen. Amen. And this morning in Bible school, we saw that if only you believe, Matthew chapter 8, please help me. If only you believe, when you believe, then things will happen. You believe, you say, and then things will happen. Matthew chapter 8 said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Give me verse 11. No. Okay, so let's go back to verse 8. Let me just be going step by step. All right. And then verse 9 says, for I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, He marveled and said to those who followed him, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of Canaan will be cast out in outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. Hallelujah. Amen. So the force that the centurion needed was the force of faith. Okay? Otherwise, his servant would have continued in that state of sickness. And then his centurion was a very sharp man. He just quickly recognized that this man has all the authority. All he needs is to speak the word and it will be done. And then Christ made us now to understand that even though that authority he has, he says much of what we see happen in our life belongs to what we believe. Amen. He says here in verse 13, he says, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." Amen. As you have believed. Hallelujah. So nothing is going to happen except you believe. Hallelujah. And it has to be consistent with God's word. Amen. Sometime last week, someone sent me a chat and was in a dilemma, was in trouble. She was going to lose a right to stay in a particular country. And then sent me a chat and said, "Blah, blah, blah, this is happening." And I said, "Well, if this is happening," and they say, "Leave my country," then Kukuma leave their country. Abi? Say, "Ah, no, a lot has gone into me coming here than for me to go back." And I said, "So what's the essence when you end up in captivity? And then you spend the rest of your years in bondage because you say a lot of has gone into it. There is no harm in you coming back, okay, and then starting afresh." I said, no. I would rather stay here, go this way, go that way. I said, "These ways that you are going, they are going to give you more problems. Because it was just a simple mistake that you made that landed you where you are." Now, when she left on a very clean note. Okay? And now she's there. She made a simple mistake and landed there where you are. I said, "You don't want more to make more mistakes." I said, "Why don't you just go to God? Okay? And then decide to retrace your steps and let God guide you." Amen. If we do not begin to apply ourselves along the line of God, then we will not see things happen. And then everybody will come back and say, "This word does not work." Amen. In the book of Genesis, chapter 15. We'll read from verse 4 to verse 6. So we heard what Christ told the centurion. Said, "As you have, so it will be done for you as you have believed," right? Genesis chapter 15, verse 4 says, "And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, 'This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.' Then he brought him outside and said, 'Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendants be.' And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness." Hallelujah. Amen. So God was speaking with Abraham, okay, and said, "Look, this one that you have gone to help God, that won't be your heir, okay? I have a plan and a purpose for you, and you have to follow it." And then God showed him, and said, "Look, if you go out, please keep it on. Then you go out," he said, "you count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said, "So shall your descendants be." Now, this is somebody that has nothing, okay? Nothing. And God is saying that if you can count the number of stars in the sky, so shall your descendants be. And I know that if we decide to count the number of stars in the sky, we'll give up. Even if you just look over the sky now, we'll give up, we'll lose count, okay? Except you just... I'm sure Abraham had a lot of imaginative power. He had to just look beyond what is happening. And he said, the Bible said, "Look, In the next verse, he said, then, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Okay? So why was Abraham declared righteous? That's the question. Why was he declared righteous? Because he believed what the Lord was telling him. Hallelujah. There's nothing extraordinary about being righteous other than believing the Lord. Romans 15 verse 4 says everything, the things that were written before, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort and patience of the scriptures, we might have hope. Okay? So, and we know that in the Old Testament, everything we see in the Old Testament is a shadow of what is coming in the new. Amen. Hallelujah. Is a shadow of what is coming in the new. What is a shadow? So I don't know how I describe a shadow now. So when somebody stands and light falls on him, okay, then because it's, or anything that is opaque, that light cannot pass through. When light falls on him, on the other side, you will see an outline of what it actually looks like. So sometimes, you know, when you look at, when you see your shadow, you say, my head cannot be this big. It's a lie. That's how big your head is. Amen. So we will say, no, this is not the shape of my head. It's not possible. The only artist that has a fine outline is light. So when you throw light on something, it will take every line. It doesn't miss it because his rays are very straight. And so when you see the shape of your head or your, you just say, thank God, it's a beautiful shape. Mr. Sajeri helped us, or Pastor Sajeri helped us this morning when we were looking at Genesis chapter 30 and we were looking at the story of Leah. I said, I think it was the eyes that was okay. And then the other one, the body was okay. Leah and Rachel. So this one's eyes were okay. Then this one has the engine and the body to function. So Jacob will look at one's eyes and be happy. And then he'll look at another one's body and we'll be fine. Hallelujah. Everybody has something to be glad about. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, so please go back to Genesis. So he's saying that Abraham was counted righteous because he believed God. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, verse 2, it says, I think Abraham was 99 years old. And then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I'm Lord God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. Okay, so I've been looking at this and said, what's the next verse? And I will make my covenant between me and you and multiply you exceedingly. He said, walk before me and be blameless. And we can have a whole lengthy list of being blameless. Okay? But if you would be blameless, and then the first thing is that you believe whatever the Lord tells you. Amen. Because when you believe, you're going to act on what you believe. Okay? So let's go back to Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. Story of the centurion. So his servant was sick and he needed help. And the centurion said to them, look, I'm a man under authority. I said to one, go, he goes. I said to this one, come, he come. And I know that you don't need to come to my house. You only need to say the word. And my son will be free. And what did Christ say? Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. Amen. Things are no longer, God is not going to be creating anything anymore. He's just waiting for you and I, sons of men, for our manifestation. Because he has put everything in place. So if we believe, then we will see God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you believe, what will happen when you believe? You'll be like the centurion. No matter how highly placed or highly positioned you are, you will understand that you are subject to God's instructions and God's commands. Hallelujah. And everything around you is subject to that as well. Amen. In Acts chapter 16, and verse 31, it says, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved, you and your household. Hallelujah. I'm trying to underline the word believe for us this morning. Amen. Abraham, that will sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. what we are claiming, hallelujah, that Abraham's blessings, we have far greater blessings in God. Amen. He says, he believed and it was counted to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. And then there he's saying that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved, you and your household. Amen. And we all know that salvation is free. Abi? Hallelujah. But salvation is not free. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why it's not free? John, what is that popular verse of scripture? For God so loved the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. God gave so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So once he had laid that foundation, okay, everybody claims that salvation free of charge. Hallelujah. But God had paid the price. That's what I'm saying, it's not free. So that when we are living our life, we know how to conduct ourselves in a proper manner. You know, we saw last week in 2 Corinthians 5, I think it was verse 15 and verse 16, that talked about the fact that now the life we live is no longer ours. Okay? Because we have placed it in the hand of the Son of God. Amen. It says, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Amen. But the bottom line here is the word belief. Hallelujah. You need to believe. Amen. If we say we are in right standing with Christ, with God this morning, okay? It says, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why are we saying we are the righteousness? It says we are in the right standing with God. And it takes you believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died and he rose so that you and I can have access to God. It takes you believing for you to be able to lay claim on the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you don't believe, then you cannot see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, men, it's true that men cause things to happen. Okay? But men cause things to happen because God has given them that grace. Hallelujah. Amen. He has given them that grace. I tell you something. So oftentimes when we are walking, and then we run, there's a procedure. They tell you that this procedure, once you do this way, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, and you see this. And then once you start running those procedures, when you run the first one, the output you see, the outcome of whatever you are seeing, you are like, this is not what they say I will see. And then you ask them again, why am I seeing this? They say, we don't know why. And I'm like, if you don't know why, how am I supposed to solve the problem? Because you are the manufacturer of the equipment. You are telling me that if you do A, B, C, then you will see D. And then I'm saying, okay, I've done ABCO. What I'm saying is Z. Say, and then the manufacturer says, I don't understand. Even I don't understand. Then there's a problem. Abi? So every time when they tell me to run a procedure, I say, God, there's nothing beyond you. I don't know how this procedure is going to come out, but this is end that we want to see. Whatever is happening, I want to get to this end. And then we keep running the procedure. Someone will have run it once or twice. They will say, no, we are not seeing anything. Someone will run it again three times. And then, I always laugh. And then they just give up. And then they come to me and say, please, this is, we can't do it. It's not responding. Some 2 weeks. No, today is what? On the 3rd of January, I was at a function in Ibadan. Doing Owambe. Bam! Loud music, we're dancing, we're eating, and then they were calling me from the office. I said, there's a problem. I looked at the screen, I just smiled. The guy was sending all the texts. I said, Is it this one? He said, yes. Is it this one? He said, yes. I said, okay, no problem. And then I forgot about what he was sending me. And it was critical for him, but to me, it wasn't critical. I just looked at it and I forgot. I think by the time I was on my way back around 5 p.m. then my boss called me. I said, they said they've been trying to get you and they are not able to get you. I said, is it because of this reason? Because I remember it was the old one that just beclouded me. So because I remember that I saw what the guy sent. But there was so much noise. I said, okay, no problem. I said, is it because of this one? And I said, what do you want? What am I going to do? This one. I said, okay, don't worry. Let's just find out if nobody is affected by this problem. As long as nobody is affected, then we can sort it later. So when I got home, I said, God, we have to bring this thing up. How it will happen, I don't know. And then everything they had done before, I went back to do. I just to redo. Well, because they sent me everything that they had done. I said, okay, no problem now. Let's just do it. So, and then I did it. And then I couldn't get it. Ah. So I now sent text to another guy. I said, guy, I'm not able to get this thing. But I've done this. What else are we not doing? You know? And then the guy now said, move to this side and then run that procedure again. So I ran the procedure again and everything came up. And I was feeling like a G. Because they will have, you know, imagine that they would have disturbed whatever I was doing. But that's not where I'm going. That solved that problem for that day. That was stored. On the 8th of January, the same problem from another. So this one was happening in Lagos. The same problem from Port Harcourt. And I smiled. I said, this one will take me 2 minutes. Bro. But before I did, I said, God, I'm going to do the same thing that I did yesterday. Is it the way to go? Hallelujah. And he said, go on. And then I resolved it. I sent a message. I've been trying to do this. I said, there's a difference in how you are doing it and how I'm doing it. And there's a difference in approach. Because you have to believe that you have God's backing. Amen. You know why I'm telling you this thing? Because people will tell you that something technical has a laid down procedure. Huh? I know it has a laid down procedure, but it's beyond the laid down procedure. Because I've seen those procedures fail over time, time and time again. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes that what they are telling you is to the right. The next, if you do the left, you get the result. And then everybody begins to wonder. And I'll just be laughing that these people have forgotten that whoever designed this thing, knowledge was given to him by God. And whoever will solve the problem, the same knowledge will be given by God. Irrespective of the fact that you have put a sequence. And that's why you shouldn't live your life based on the sequence that man has designed. Hallelujah. Every time things happen, people go to the left or to the right to look for help. Right? But the first point of call should be God. Except you don't believe that God can do it. Except you don't believe. And this is a new year. Okay? He says, walk before me and be blameless. The first thing you'll be blameless in is that you believe that it's God that has sent you and you believe that it's God that will do it. Amen. Once you have that foundation, every other thing is simple. Because if that foundation is not there, you don't believe. It's what you believe in that you run to. Abi? It's what you believe in that you run to. I've never seen anybody that doesn't believe in Christ. Eh? Run to Christ when there's a problem. So you see those people that you say they are of another religion and something happens and they shout the name of Christ. What has happened is that someone somewhere had deposited on the inside of them who Christ is. Hallelujah. And they have been living in denial. But on the inside, they know that he's God. That's what happened to the centurion. Everybody looks at him as he's a centurion, right? And who is a centurion? I think centurion, it should be like he has about 100 soldiers under his command. Am I right? 100. Good. So it would be like he has 100 soldiers under his command. So imagine if I have 100 soldiers under my command. When we used to have that military man come preach to us, I hope that he will come back one day. When he came to, when we were at Margrelos, he's not a centurion. He was in charge of, I think, one of these brigade, whatever, at Ijebugbo or whatever. But because of his rank, he can't move without at least a van of patrolmen following him. And he was coming to preach. So you would have thought they were coming to arrest all of us. So, but before he got to church, you know what he told this guy? He said, please, you need to stay some distance. Because it is church. I know that it is duty. But that followed him up to that point. So when he came, he said, I'm sorry that all of them are here, but imagine that I have I'm a centurion. And all of them are here. Everybody, even as I'm telling him, I say, Pastor Tajiri, B, believe in God. You will believe. You just be like, oh God, I believe. Immediately. Because we look at them and say, these people are, who sent that skit? Is it? Who sent it? That one that guy went to wear camouflage. Mrs. Ajeri sent one video to us in the technical team. So if you are not in a team, you are missing. You have to join a team in church. She sent one video to us. And this boy was doing skit. You know what they call skit? All of you that will just go and do video. He's a content creator. Uh-huh. So he's a content creator. And then he went to wear camouflage. He wore camouflage, military camouflage, army one, green. And then he wore a t-shirt. And then now did... Where's that person? Okay, all of you have caught your dread. No, that zone is even okay. This one zone was standing like Taribo West here. You know Taribo West? Do you know Taribo West? It was like three. All these women, these are women are very okay. There's no one with dreads. He was standing like this. Like this. And then the guy tinted it green at the tip. When real military men caught him, say, who are you? Say, what are you? Say, I'm a content creator. Say, are you wearing? He looked like a military man. You dare not stain it. So imagine that I am preaching and I'm telling you that I believe God. When you look at them, you will believe. I'm saying that's how much we tremble when we see human authority. The centurion was seeing Christ in the light of the Spirit. You know when Christ was going to be born? It was an angel that came to announce his birth. Abi? Then when he was born, it was an angel that went to the shepherd as well. They say, good tidings I bring. That's why we always sing Silent Night. Hallelujah. And he says he can command angels. He has them at his fingertip. But you know the beauty of it? We also have them at our fingertips. The Bible says the angel of the Lord, the aching unto the voice of his word. Amen. The aching unto the voice of his word. That means that authority that is in Christ, he has given to us as well. And then he says that as long as he has given these angels charge, he says, I'll give them charge over you. Abi, the charge he has given to them is that once they speak my word, or the voice you hear is the voice of my word, you have to respond. Amen. So when you see things happening for people, it's because they are making use of God's word. And then the angels that are ministering spirits, they run to get that word to actualization. The Bible tells us that the word of God will not return to him void until it has accomplished what it is sent forth to accomplish. The Bible did not say, except God speaks before it is done. It is the voice of the word of God. Hallelujah. And that's the problem, because a lot of people cannot marry the fact that I say something and it is done. Hallelujah. It is not my words that I am speaking. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying you, everybody generally. Anybody that is going to speak God's word. It's not his word that is speaking. It is God's word. And what the angels do is they aching unto the voice of the word of God. Hallelujah. That gives you leverage. If you go back to Matthew chapter 8, the portion that I think is verse 14 or 15? Let's go down to 15. And again, 16. Aha. So when he went, Peter's mom was sick, and then they brought many that were diseased. Okay, they were possessed, demon-possessed. They brought them to Christ. Okay? And the Bible says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Hallelujah. He said they brought many that were possessed. And then he spoke one word. And all the spirits obeyed. Hallelujah. It's one word. You know, when we were when I was in secondary school. I don't know if they still do that. When you tell you to write essay about yourself. Write it in 300 words. It was a problem. You say, how will you count? So you begin to count. Then to make matters worse, to make this easier, when the electronic one came, you could actually count. Huh? But you see, if WORD is a word, if you remove a letter from it, the system will still tell you that you have a word on the system, right? Because it's WOR. So what I'm saying is that a word is a word. If I say, like Adesika, is a word. If I say enthusiastic, is a word. Huh? It's saying that everything, what Christ said, was just one word. And the Bible doesn't record mistakes. It said it was just one word. And the Spirit left. So in my mind, which word will, you know, when they give you exam, which word can he say for spirits to go? Is that he says go, leave, depart, abi? But it must be an action word that those spirits will follow. He won't say hi or hello, abi? He wouldn't have said hi or hello or say, what's your name? He wouldn't have said that. It's what he wanted to see that he was saying, or what he wants to happen that he would have said. And it would have been an action word. Go or leave. And all of them left. He said, and everybody on all, and he healed all who were sick. Hallelujah. Amen. From him telling us, that whatever we believe for, it is what we will see happen. Now, the centurion believed that if he goes to Christ, he will find a solution. How much more you and I? Amen. John chapter 3, verse 34 to 36. It says, For him whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. Let's continue. The Father loves the Son and has given all things in his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. He says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Hallelujah. If you go to John 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. They have to have that belief. Then go back to verse 34. He says, for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Hallelujah. Don't weave your own words. Huh? Speak the words of God. That's when we will see things come to happen. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Read from verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, or walk but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in his likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. He says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, For the spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's the state of your mindedness that determines whether you are alive or you are dead. Amen. Once Adam disobeyed God, what? And moved away from what God dictated to him. Bible records that death came. Hallelujah. But Adam was still living. Abi? He was still alive. He was still existing. He was still moving around. But he had been severed from the very purpose of God. And he says here that for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. And if you are spiritually minded, okay, you are following the very life that Christ has given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this new year, okay, we saw last week that Job was the richest man in the East, but the Bible records that he was blameless, upright, and he shunned evil. And today we have recorded that Abraham was not counted righteous because of the things he did, but the fact that he believed God. And that formed the basis for every action that he took onward. Hallelujah. And learning from those things, we come to the New Script, the New Testament, and we see that if we believe in Jesus, okay, hallelujah, we believe in the Son of God, it is counted unto us as righteousness. Amen. So if you can relate with how Abraham was called righteous, then you can relate with the fact that when we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, okay, then we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are counted as righteous. We have a right standing with God. Hallelujah. And with the right standing with God, there is no limit to what you can achieve. In Psalm 78, I think it's verse 46, he talked about the children of Israel, that they limited the Holy One of Israel. Why? Because of their unbelief. Unbelief is very powerful. He limited the Holy One of Israel. But for the centurion, he says, we will receive what you have believed for. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet this morning. And let us I'll just rededicate ourselves to God this morning. Thank him because as we walk through this year, we are set to believe the word of God. It says, God has sent his words. You believe it and you walk on it. If you will see things happen, it's that you believe God's word. You are not moving to the right or to the left. You are believing it and all you see is God in the midst of all things. Just thank him and give him praise. Lord, we give you all the glory and praise. Father, we thank you. We worship you. Thank you for your word. Thank you because these are seeds that have been sown. And indeed, these seeds will germinate. We'll nurture them. We'll continue in our belief and understanding of you, Lord. Thank you because we take advantage of your words that you have given to us. Even as we search through the scriptures, our lives will be changed for the better in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.